At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And I'm your host, Carter Haas, here with
Adam Wickle.
And we have a very special guest here today. We are here with state champion pitcher, Jake Schweitzer.
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
Yep, for sure, for sure. So, you know, we're just going to sit down with Jake and ask him a couple questions about baseball and just Trinity in general. So, Jake, obviously, you know, freshman, you've been recruited by U of L, you committed there your freshman year. How much, like, as a freshman, did that, like, whoa, this is a lot coming at me, like, I'm still really young.
Yeah, it was a lot for sure. I didn't really expect it to come my way that early, you know?
Yeah.
Back in grade school, it's just kind of like, you're good, but, like, mm-hmm. It doesn't really mean anything until you get to high school, so I was lucky enough to, you know, have that come my way pretty early, so, but I didn't expect it for sure. It was new to me, but it was fun at the same time, you know? Getting recruited is pretty fun. It's stressful at times, mm-hmm. but it's fun.
So how would you like describe that recruiting process as like a freshman? Like, was Louisville, like Louisville wasn't the only school to offer you, or were they the only school to offer you?
I had a couple other offers on the table at the time, but the recruiting process itself is, like I said, it's really fun, but it can be really stressful just because, like, you got a bunch of calls and a bunch of coaches want you to come play at their school and, you know, coach you when you get to college, and it's almost like a sense of, like, if you don't go play for a different school, you feel like you're gonna, like, let them down, but, like, you have to also realize that, like, it's their job,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, but it's super fun, you know, getting, like, to go check out campuses and picturing yourself at a school is super fun and rewarding to know that, like,
yeah, so was Louisville, I mean, was that the biggest offer, you know, biggest school you had baseball-wise?
That was the best baseball program that offered me. I had Alabama offered me, but that was one thing during my career, just like I always wanted to go away from home, go down south. But, like,
yeah.
Once Louisville offered me, because, like, I grew up watching all their baseball games and all that, once they, you know, started talking to me, and it's just, like, so hard to turn down just because they're so successful.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, yeah. Because I was just wondering, a lot of people, they get that first offer, and that's, like, they talk to that coach the most, and then they're kind of just like, well, I don't want to go anywhere else. Like, I'd feel bad dropping this coach. So okay, I didn't know if that's...
Yeah, that's a big thing in it is, like, relationships with the coaches and stuff. So, like, you don't want to go somewhere where you feel like the coach wants to recruit you, but he doesn't. Like, the good thing about Louisville is that whenever I would call them or they would call me, it would be talk, like, other than baseball. Like, they wouldn't just, like, preach their program all the time. They, like, wanted to get to know me.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you were talking to them. It wasn't just, like...
just talking to, like, anyone else.
Yeah, it wasn't like they were just talking, like right. You're coming here, this, that.
Business when it needed to be business, but it was also...
I thought, yeah, no, I mean, that's important, especially if you want that kid to come to the school.
Sure.
Got to actually get to know him.
Yeah. So, obviously, last year, you know, you had an injury, like, during the offseason that kind of, like, hindered your pitching abilities. So, like, how was that – how did that affect you as a player, like, you know, not being able to pitch, which is kind of, like, your main thing, having, like, change to, like, shortstop?
I would say, like, before even me coming back, it just sucked to just, like, watch when I really wanted to be out there playing. But once I got back, it was more like – I knew that I was physically capable of doing it because I had been at therapy for months – rehabbing it and doing all the same movements. It was more like mentally in a game. If I like make a wrong movement, am I gonna like just do something way worse than what it was originally? So that was hard to overcome, but once I got over that, it was fine.
So obviously, you know, you guys, you won the first state championship for Trinity in 2021. when that was one of the, all the best teams like ever, of like just talent and collective wise. How do you think that you can kind of bring that leadership from that team like to this year's team?
Yeah, I mean, me as a, like that team that year, I was a freshman, so that was super eye-opening, you could say, because you don't really know how like a high school baseball team or any high school team in general like works until you actually get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like at the time, it was really weird to me because I was kind of like just in a way like thrown into the fire almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just put straight into like the varsity team, and then it just shows that like guys like Daylon Lyle and Ethan Hodge and guys like that can really shape a team, because you don't realize how much like as a senior it's kind of like cliche almost to say that like what you do is going to like affect the whole team, but like in reality it actually does.
No, it 100% does. Like our freshman year lacrosse team of seniors, it was just like that. Like there wasn't any leadership.
Yeah.
Wasn't really anything until like week before playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I mean last year, like Chandler, all those guys,
they
realized like what was going on, and they're like, all right, we need to step this up. And
it's not something you can just turn on. It's gotta be throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And they were that team, those guys, those seniors were really good about that. You could just tell that they were really passionate about winning and they wanted to get that first state championship, and it's all started whenever first practice started.
Oh yeah, I mean we've kind of noticed it now, just like a lot of like the freshmen and all that, especially in all the preseason stuff, just everyone trying to push each other as much as they can, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. You slowly start to realize that the coaches don't just make that stuff up.
Exactly. Which I think it was, I mean, you never, like my freshman year, I never really like thought about that stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like now as a junior, I'm kind of starting to realize I'm in that role now.
Yeah.
Pretty much where I have to be that guy. Like.
Right.
Push others and
exactly.
Lead, and
yeah.
You don't notice it till you're there.
Yeah, it's a tough trait to just pick up too.
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, as a freshman, you're just like everything's so new. You're almost like scared in a way.
Yeah.
So it's a new thing that you have to like learn to do, and it's hard. It's tough at times to like get on someone that like is your friend, but like
yeah, and it's definitely. I mean, especially like coming out of grade school and going straight into varsity. I mean,
it's just a different.
Oh, it's a complete. I just remember my like first varsity practice freshman year, and I was just like, "This is a whole different game."
It's like I said, it's like scary in a way.
But
so scared to mess up.
And it's like, I know like, I'm a manager, but it's like going from like the freshman gym with like Coach Rob, and then like going over like Mike Szabo, and like just the intensity that just like ramps up, and like it's really like eye opening that something like that can happen like just like that fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, especially with like Pete, is like a lot of the time, even if you do mess up or you know you're not doing what you're supposed to be, like it's not like he'll come over and say something to you. He won't say anything to you, but he sees it.
Oh yeah.
And then it's gonna affect your playing time and everything. And
yeah.
That's the scariest part about it, is that there's not anyone there to get on your ass.
Yeah. That's why leadership is so big on teams, and you can tell, like you said, your freshman year.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you thought that the year that Chandler and all those guys were playing a good leadership role, that was a much more successful season.
Oh, and it was. I mean, that was the year we beat 10X.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could definitely see it in the season. You really just don't realize how much of a difference that it does make.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, obviously, head coach Rick Arnold has had a lot of success at Trinity with like some of these teams in like a short time that he's been there. What would you say the biggest thing that he has like kind of left his mark on you about?
I love Coach Arnold. He's a big reason why I chose Trinity, honestly. Not that the school wasn't persuasive itself, which obviously that's the main reason why I chose Trinity, but Coach Arnold played a big role in that. Because I think he's the best coach in the state, personally. That might be biased, you could say. He's super, there's a lot of words you could use. He's very intense, and he's very passionate about baseball. Like, if you were to come, like, watch a practice or a game, you could tell in the first he's a that's a good thing about him. It's could be good, and sometimes it's frustrating, but he's not gonna just yell at you for no reason. He's gonna tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes that sucks, but he's has super good intentions with everything that he does. And the best thing about him is like I said, it's not all about baseball all the time. Like, even though he looks real big and scary, he's super easy to talk to, easy to go to if you need anything. And he's big on stuff outside of baseball, like respecting your parents, all that good mm-hmm. stuff. So, mm-hmm. just I think he's a very all around good coach, even outside of baseball. He's just an easy guy to go to.
I mean, you kind of see it was like he has a he coached Fott, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, it was like he coached a guy who's pitching the World yeah. Series in his rookie year, so if like that kind of just screams success. Like, he knows what he's talking about.
Yep, for sure. He practices what he preaches. He whenever you go in, like if you were to say you were a baseball player in 8th grade, he's gonna tell you what you're gonna get. And you're gonna get what he tells you. He's
mm-hmm.
super straightforward guy.
Mm-hmm. So, what about like Trinity, the school, was like? Because obviously Trinity was not like your only option, like to go to school to play baseball. It was like, what was the reason you chose Trinity, like not just for baseball?
I was 50-50. I'm sure Wickle knows because we went to the same grade school.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
pretty even, like dead center on where I wanted to go to high school. I had no idea, honestly. I was, till like the test day, I was.
So I feel like a lot of the guys at your grade went to St. X.
Yeah, at Margaret Mary, because I used to hang out, or I still hang out with them, but like, at Margaret Mary, that's all I knew was just those guys,
mm-hmm.
most of the time at least, and yeah, they, majority of those guys ended up going to St. X.
Yeah.
I think it was me and Beckman and Rafferty that ended up coming to Trinity.
Yeah.
Out of my main group of friends at Margaret Mary, so it was, for me, Trinity was just like, there's a lot of like, factors that like played in that are like sound silly, like it's really close to my house, it's all that kind of stuff played a role in it, obviously, but I think just the community that it brings, like if you really like go to a football game and like you look at it, like you just watch people walking around, like you can just tell that like Trinity just brings a community that not a lot of places can.
You know, it's a tight knit community, especially like, I mean, talk to a lot of the teachers and stuff, and they talk about the alumni, and like, dude, the alumni, I guess you call it programs or whatever, but like the alumni from Trinity, if like you ever need something, like they will help you out. I mean, because I know a lot of guys who, you know, looking for jobs, they go to alumni and they get jobs from them. Like that Trinity, I think it's the best high school in the state, which I mean.
Might seem biased, but there's some numbers to back it up.
There are numbers to back it up, and I mean, a lot comes with it,
mm-hmm.
Athletics and academics wise. It's a good place to be.
For sure.
So, last baseball question. So, why should fans come out and watch this year's baseball team?
It's a good question. I think this year we're going to be a super fun team to watch. A lot of guys last year, not that we weren't fun to watch last year, but last year it was like some of the guys that were playing were new, very new to varsity baseball. They're like our starting second baseman that was his first year ever playing varsity baseball, and he played every single game, let off. So, I mean, and then we had a catcher who's same thing, he was on varsity as a freshman, but he never played or really played like in a big game. So a lot of last year was just like a growing into your role almost.
Mm.
It was almost like, not that like a year is ever a preparation year, but in a way it was for those guys for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this year everyone's going to be super comfortable in most situations. So I think that will be a pretty fun team to watch. We're turning all 9 starters back this year, so I think we should be pretty solid. So,
and I talked to Beckman about it, but I mean, I went to 1 game last year, but like those games were fun. Like,
yeah.
Baseball games were fun.
they're long and they're sometimes hard to watch because it's not really action every 5 seconds like most sports are. But if it's played, if we play the game that we know that we can play, then we should be pretty funny.
Because I don't know how much you can hear from the stands, but about that Trinity Brotherhood, like, we knew a guy like Dre Vassar, who I don't know how much he actually knows about baseball, is screaming.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The whole time, about the pitcher, scared and shaking, that just tells you a lot about, like, a community and, like, and how it can affect. So, obviously, there was a big set of college football this Saturday. Some really good games, so.
Got screwed over.
Wick's not too happy with Clemson Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Want to talk about, did you watch that game?
Yes, I watched the game, yeah.
Want to tell us about it?
No, not really. Lost a lot of money on that game, too. It was really bad. No, dude, I was at work, and I just, like, had a little bit of hope the entire day, thinking, all right, you know, this is Clemson. I mean, it's a good program, but figured we had kind of been coming off a good USC win, and then we go in, and Sam Hartman, dude, I don't even know what to say about him. He was so good. I thought he was going to be so good coming out of the transfer portal, and I've never seen someone shit the bed in so many big games. Dude, it blows my mind. It's like every big game we get into, he just, like, forgets how to play football.
Yeah.
I agree, man.
I mean,
it's frustrating, because I know you're a Notre Dame fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
I wanted them to win for Louisville's sake, but it just didn't happen. But then the Texas and Ole Miss games also came down to the wire.
Yeah.
Kansas State went on fourth and goal in overtime for a chance to win the game, but they missed it, and so they ended up losing to Texas.
I'll tell you what was honestly a good game was Georgia-Missouri.
That was a very good game. I think it's like the fact
I counted Missouri out, dude. They're good.
The fact that Georgia's still winning, like, big games without Brock Bowers, like, says a lot about that team, and it's like they aren't just, like, built, like, on one player. They have guys that can, like, step up and they can still win football games. Like, Mizzou was, they gave a run for their money in that game.
Yeah, no, I think the spread on it was, like, 15.5.
It was pretty
Missouri,
big.
It was 15.5.
And I didn't watch that game. They won by a touchdown or something?
Yeah, Georgia won 30-21.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but still, I just, going into the game, I thought it was going to be a complete blowout.
And then, you know, then you had Ole Miss, Texas A&M. That one also went down to the wire. Ole Miss won by, like, 4 points, I think, in that game. And then Washington, USC was an offensive, that was an offensive masterpiece.
That was a really good game.
Washington's legit.
They're good.
Yeah.
No, they're real good. I kind of wish, I don't know, I'm a big Bo Nix fan. I kind of wanted to see Oregon beat them, I think.
Yeah, I love Oregon's football program.
Oh, yeah, I mean, dude, they've got the coolest
jerseys. They get new jerseys. They get new jerseys every day.
The jerseys, the helmets, everything. It's sick.
Yeah.
I wanted Oregon to beat Washington, but, I mean, that was also one hell of a game.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And then LSU-Bama was also last night, and Bama kind of, game was close for a while, and Bama kind of just started to work them.
So, what was the score to that game? I didn't watch that game.
It ended up winning, like, 42.
28.
I watched, like, I ended up watching the fourth quarter of it. I think what other good games were going on yesterday?
It wasn't really a good game, but Louisville won again.
Well, yeah, that was a big game for them, though.
It's like that was one of those, like, low key big games where it's like you don't think much about it. It's like Tech was 3-1 in the ACC, and it was like, and then we won that game, which helps further us for ACC championship hopes.
Is the 12-team playoff this year?
No, that's next year. And then Miami also lost, which helps. And
I did see that. Miami got.
And then, yeah, I mean, I know our schedule's been pretty, like, it hasn't been the greatest schedule in the world, but it's like, the fact that we're still, like, what, 8-1, like, in Brom's first year as a coach, it's like,
You gotta
give him credit where credit's due in that aspect.
Yeah, y'all play you play Virginia next week.
Okay. It is a short week, though, on Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you'll beat Virginia, no doubt.
And Miami and Kentucky. Kentucky did win last night.
Oh my god, blew out Mississippi State.
Rugg went over Mississippi State last night.
Blew them
out. Who does... That should be a good game this year. Is that
at Louisville.
It'll be in Louisville this year. Is it the 25th?
26th, something like that. It's that Thanksgiving weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know about that game.
I feel like you can, like, go either way.
I don't know.
Louisville's kind of...
crowd has been...
Oh, yeah, no.
We've been getting people there.
Every single game, like, I see. I mean, I went to the Louisville-Notre Dame game, and it was completely sold out. And then, but, like, even now, just, like, even on people's stories, like.
Yeah. It's, like.
All these, even games, like, Virginia Tech, like, they're.
People are going packed. It's, the thing is, like, Louisville games are fun to go to again. It was, like, the last couple years, it's, like, I can watch them on TV, because it's, like, who knows what's going to happen. Like, I think I watched, like, one game last year, and it's, like. This year, I've been to every home game. It's like, they're like fun to go to because, like, you actually have something to play for, and it's not like you're a mediocre 7-5 team.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I count a Louisville out this year. I don't really.
It's like, I don't really think.
Like Brom.
I expected 9 wins this year because I just wanted to, like, you know, make a little bit of improvement, like, from last year. Like, you got 8 with Satterfield, so I was like, let's just make improvements. But then it's like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be whatever bowl game they play, it's going
to
be a big.
We're getting projected to play Ohio State in the Orange Bowl.
Really? Oh. Is Ohio State not going to be playing then?
You don't think they're going to make.
That's just projections. I'm not saying that they will be, but like.
I thought the 14 playoff wasn't so.
The 14's this year. Yeah. But the Orange Bowl isn't part. Like, there's two. I think it's the Rose Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl that are the. 2 bowls this year for the playoffs.
Is Ohio State not going to be in those?
There's no, I just, I feel like.
That's what they got, that's what the, like, expert thinks. He doesn't think
they'll. Yeah, because maybe if they lose to Michigan, it might be.
But then, Michigan has been cheating lately, is what it seems like, stealing all these signs and stuff.
I've seen that. What were they accused of? Because I think they're legit this year.
Well, because apparently there was this guy who would, like, buy tickets to games, and then you would, like, go and, like, kind of steal their signs, and, like, apparently, like, sent who's on the Central Michigan sideline when they put, like, Michigan State or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they recently fired him because of all the stuff that was going on. But it's like a big thing right now. But yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, it's kind of been a big thing. It's like a lot of the Big Ten coaches are, like, trying to get, like, the Big Ten to, like, do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
But then. Probably the biggest game in football in the state of Kentucky is at Marshall Stadium on Friday night.
Oh, my God. There's not going to be enough room.
I think those bleachers might collapse.
Okay, they're saying they're putting up bleachers. They said they're going to put them behind the end zones. But even then, I still don't really know where they're going to go.
Serious.
Because if it goes behind the end zone closest, like right on Sharon Avenue, there's not enough space to put bleachers there. And you put them on the other side, there's also not enough because it goes straight up on that hill.
Yeah, and it's like...
I don't know where they expect these bleachers to go.
I thought that they were going to put them on the visitors' bleachers, like on the ends.
That would make sense.
I thought that's what I heard, but I have no idea, honestly.
I don't know what they're doing.
It's going to be tight squeeze.
Well, because I know you sent it to the lacrosse group chat, like, the second the
GoFan
sold
out in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, it was crazy.
I sent it to our lacrosse group chat, and then Whip texts back, he goes, that I sold out. I'm like, there's no shot.
Yeah,
because
I bought
two albums.
Yeah, no, because I bought mine and then I sent it to like a group of my buddies and they're all like, dude, like it won't let me buy a ticket. I was like, what are you talking about? I just bought one. They're like, no, like it's sold out. And I was like, there's like a 5 minute difference between those.
People wondering, they will be selling a limited quantity at school, but like it's not going to be much.
Yeah.
But
I still think, people are just going to hop the fence. Yeah, like,
people will find a way to get into that game.
And if not, they'll be outside the fence, watching through the fence.
Yeah.
So it'll be, let's just say it'll take probably a while to get out of there after that game's over.
That's what I'm worried about, because
I don't know where I'm going to park, honestly.
Well, that's the
I'm
thing.
I'm not leaving.
That's the thing. I'm.
If I have basketball after school till like 4:30, I'm just not going to leave.
Yeah.
We were talking about like our lacrosse team, because we got lifting canceled that Friday just for the game.
Really?
Yeah, because Pete's whole thing was like, there's going to be so much traffic and all the shit coming in and out of here, and then between y'all like being here, and so we're almost tempted. We're either just going to leave our cars there and tailgate in the Trinity parking lot. We're all going to Ryan West's house because he lives.
He lives close.
Yeah, he's like within walking distance.
Yeah, yeah. He lives pretty close.
But then it's like, even then, I don't know if I just want to leave my car at Trinity all night.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was thinking, honestly, I have no idea.
This is
gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Like how? Like,
I feel like if it was at X, it wouldn't be as bad just because they actually have parking.
And they just have bigger campus, but they only have one exit out of there.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that would get tight there. Like, fast.
And then we have pretty much we have two parking lots.
Yeah. I don't know if I do end up bringing my car. I'm definitely going to be parking a walk away so that it's stuck in the bigger part of the traffic.
Oh yeah,
it's already enough on Shelby Road as it is.
And the streets are going to be lined. Like,
you know what I would do if I was the Hatchers? I'd like make my drive like pay. Like, you know, like people like will say like $20 to park here.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, $20 to park in my driveway. Like,
it's actually smart.
I know, but like in the actual game sense. Like, the atmosphere is going to feel like so much better than that Cardinal Stadium game. Cause like,
oh, it's going to be way more packed in.
Everything's a lot closer, so it's going to be a lot louder.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I remember, like, I was the head pro at LCC. His son went to Trinity. That's where I work. And I was talking to some, like, the assistant pros up there. And he was asking me about like, Trinity football. And I was like, yeah, we're playing St. X at Trinity. And he was saying, he was like, it's going to be a shit show, because he was saying even when like he goes out to the bars and like St. Matthew's, even on just like a normal game, there's nowhere to park.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you can take that and multiply it by three. It's going to be a big night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hopefully. It's a good one at the end of the night.
And I'd love to go 2-0 on X.
That would be awesome.
Home.
To lose the last... Because our freshman year we lost and our sophomore year we lost, to like get two back on them, like this year would be awesome.
I know, and I'm sure a lot of those guys want them in state. But I know, I mean, we talked about this with Sam and Logan, because that's what happened to us last year. We beat X in the regular season, then we get drawn
in the playoffs.
We get drawn in the playoffs, playing in the semifinals. And I mean, a lot of us, especially the seniors, because all of our playoff games were at Trinity.
It's not the same thing happened to them. They beat Trinity in the regular season, but then didn't go too well at Cardinal.
Yeah, and I just remember, like, when we were sitting, Pete told us, like, all right, we're not playing them in state. We've got them in semifinals. And everyone was just kind of, like, mad. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I want them in state.
Right.
But it was still kind of just like, all right, I mean, you can want them in state, but we can also just, like, send them home.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, football, the boys don't kind of get that same entitlement.
I think, like,
they still go out there and kick some ass.
For a coach, I think, like, the biggest thing is to be like, hey, forget the last game. Forget the first game. Because if you play with that mindset, yeah, we beat them 45-10 last time.
They're going to be pissed off.
Like,
oh, yeah, it's going to be a good game, for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be like Cardinal Stadium. I think it's going to be a lot better of a game.
Yeah, I'm thinking this will be like in the high 20s or like mid 20s. Like,
I think it'd be sick if it ends up like Center Grove going into overtime.
Oh, yeah, that would be
I'm just like, I'm worried about like just leaving the game if we win or if we lose. Shit. I mean, Cardinal Stadium already gets bad enough before the game.
Oh, dude.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if this is a, this team's just been playing so good, like after that mail game, they've just been playing like so good, like,
yeah,
as of recently, and it's like, and obviously, I mean, we hope Jerry plays on.
He said he's playing. He said, I don't know. I talked to him about it because I saw him in the hallway and I saw him on crutches, and I was just immediately, I was just, there's no way in hell you get hurt
right
the week before St. X. And he was like, I don't really know what I did. I heard it like pop during practice, so I'm staying off it, but he's like, I'm just going to put a knee brace on and play. I don't care. It's like, it's St. X, like, I'm going to play against him.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Boyd said he'll be back, so it'll be good to have him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, Clint's been a dog this year. Like, I think he had a,
for sure.
I think he's had like another 100-yard rushing game like in the against Meade County.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's legit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A little bulldog.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, even without Jerry, I still think we can beat them. Because, like, if we can just control the game, I feel like it's like, Havel was also hurt last week, too, though.
Was he?
He put something on his Twitter saying like he was hurt.
God, his Twitter pisses me off.
He was hurt or something, but, like, I don't know how much of that's going to affect him or not, but.
No, we just got to let Zane work.
Yeah.
I've been talking to Zane and advising, like, all week.
How's he feeling?
He's good, dude. He's a confident piece of shit. He's confident. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
needs to be.
But I mean, he can back it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
He can back it up.
He's legit today.
Yeah. No, I wasn't too sure about him at the beginning of the year, and then it really. I remember sitting in, it was like the week before the St. X game, and I was talking to Blaine Richardson. And I looked at Blaine. I was like, dude, I don't know about this Zane kid. And he was like, you know, he's sitting in the back. He's like, what? And he's like, yeah, he's in our advising. Like, oh,
no,
fuck.
Yeah, he's, I've heard all good things about him, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a super good kid. He's nice. He's super nice. He's a dog at football, and he's getting us wins, so I really can't complain about it.
And so, you know, it's kind of like Private 2.0. You got Rock the Heart on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got.
Oh, that's right. Are you playing that way?
Yeah.
You are. I know a lot of guys, not a lot of guys, but some guys don't play or can't play, right? Like, Hub can't play.
Hug told me he was playing.
In the Rock Heart?
Yeah, he played last year.
Did he?
Yeah. Hug's never, like, in, like, the fall preseason stuff just because he's playing football.
Right.
But then, like, once the actual season starts, he's there. Dude, no, the Rock the Heart game's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I know, like, Sacred Heart, they take it super serious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've talked to some of the girls there, and they all say the seniors are just, like, super hard-ass on them about it. They're like, it's a charity game.
Like, it's like for Down. It's like
really fun. This year, Down it's for Down syndrome like, this year, but they take it like so serious, and we're just going out there, in war paint in the bathroom 10 minutes before the game, and then playing in girls' gear. Like, we don't care. Like, we're just trying to go out there and have fun. I mean, hell, Andrew Welch, he had 7 goals on Sacred Heart last year.
He's a character.
No, Welch was awesome. He's a good guy. I miss him.
Yeah.
He was a good guy to have at Trinity. But, no, Rock the Heart's fun. It's always a good time. I know Sacred Heart takes it super serious. They always cheat. Like, last year, they'll just, like, stop the clock if we're up.
Right.
And just, like, let them play. And
yeah.
If we score to, like, tie it, they just, like, won't put the points on the board.
I've never been to one, honestly. I'm going to go on Tuesday. It's going to be my first one.
Yeah, no, because we're not a lot of, like, freshmen can't play in it, so it's sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and so, like, I remember my freshman year, I was just kind of like, why the hell are we playing Sacred Heart?
Yeah.
Like, that's stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? But then, I mean, I played it in my sophomore year, because everyone plays in it, and I was like, nah, it's actually, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, gets all the guys together, everyone's out there just having fun, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. Jake, thank you for coming.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate you having me.
This has been another episode of The Uncensored. I'm Carter Haas.
Adam Weichel.
And thank you for listening.